Evening. It's been a while since I've been preaching, but if you remember, I was on with a little series. I was speaking about a kit bag, if you remember. I'm going to continue with that series when it'll end. Should be soon, I think, but not today. There's still a few more bits to cover. I've got quite a few scriptures this time. You can turn to them if you wish, but I'll read them out anyway. First scripture I'm going to read this evening is from Romans 8, verse 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we will face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors, through him who loved us. For I am convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to save us from the love, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Right. If you remember, from the last time I spoke about how important your kit bag is. How important it is for it to be a holy bag and not a holy bag. And now I'm going to be looking at things that need to be in the kit bag. I think I spoke briefly on how important the strength of the kit bag was. Now, I've, over the years, watched many old films where you see soldiers going off to war, and when they've been called up for the service, they go to the little room, up to a window, and the first thing they throw over is the kit bag. And then they start throwing everything else over the screen. All the clothes that they wear, and the utensils to feed them with, and the weapons that they'll use. So this kit bag that they provided them with would be made of a very strong material to enable to carry all the kit that is required. And as Christians, as each of us here today, the kit that we need to carry, again, needs that strong bag. It may be a different kind of bag, but just as the kit bag a general soldier would have, the kit bag you have needs to have great strength. Are you ready this evening? Are you able and are you willing? It's a tough call. What have you got in your kit bag? If we read through Scripture, God's people throughout Scripture seem to be in a constant struggle. Right from Genesis to Revelations, it seems all we read in some areas is war, war, and more war. The interpretation of war may change from chapter to chapter. It may be a different interpretation of war, but it is war nevertheless. The interesting thing that we read within Scripture is that God's people can have the victory. That's good, isn't it? When you're going into battle, knowing that you can have the victory. When you're going into war, however we interpret that war, however that war is to us in our daily life, you can claim the victory. The victory in Christ Jesus. The victory in our God. The victory in being a Christian. The victory in having the right kit in your kit bag. You may look at Scripture and think this is just a translation of history. A translation of history and things that have happened. It is not relevant to now. Scripture is relevant now. The war or the interpretation of war may have changed, but how God works through our lives and throughout Scripture has remained the same. In Christ, we have the victory. Circumstances can be different, but the war goes on. Christian life is a journey, and like any journey, preparation is a key. So just as a newly enrolled soldier would go and collect his kit and prepare himself for tasks ahead, it is our job to collect our kit and prepare for things ahead. We don't know what's around the corner. Life would be very different if we did. We don't know how exactly to prepare. But what we're going to start looking at this evening is some of the kit, or really just one item of the kit, that we'll need along the journey. It's quite easy that we could set off on our journey completely unprepared, unaware of what might happen. And really, that's just like setting off with the empty bag. The bag, if you remember, was an essential piece of the kit. If you remember when I was speaking about the kit bag, the way I was looking at it was that the kit bag is prayer, which is essential. But the contents are life-saving, life-changing, life-moving, and victory-claiming. It's not like Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story. I remember they was going on a journey to the toy store, and Mrs. Potato Head was getting Mr. Potato Head ready. Now, she opened what was his suitcase, but really it was his butt, and started placing many things inside Mr. Potato Head. And I remember quite clearly one of the things you'll need, your angry eyes. We'll not need our angry eyes in our kit. Like us to look at another scripture. In Ephesians 6, verses 13 to 17, well-known piece of scripture, and I touched on this last time, but just the very end of this scripture, a bit later on. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our kit bag is going to be heavy. Our kit bag is going to be heavenly. Our kit bag serves for a purpose. Our kit bag is for the purpose of God. He has a plan and a purpose for each one of us. He has a journey and a path for each one of us to take. It's essential that we have the kit bag filled with heavenly things. A little bit earlier in Ephesians, the same chapter, verse 12, which is just before what I've just read out, gives us a big clue as to what we're up against. It gives us a big clue as to our daily lives. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. So as a Christian, are you going to war? As a Christian, do you know what journey you're up against? We're all at different places in our journey. But the good news is God is with us. And God has prepared everything for us. And God has things in place ready for us to grasp and use on our daily journey. From the moment we wake up to the moment we rest at night, our kit bag and the things which can go in it are there for each one of us to use. And it's crucial that in our daily lives we use these to their full potential. Now you may look at some of these things in this scripture and think they're quite strange. Therefore, put on the full armour of God. First thing it seems to speak about is a belt. Now, what is a belt going to do? Well, I find it quite useful for holding my trousers up. But this belt's got a great deal more purpose than just holding your trousers up. This belt is an essential piece of your kit. The purpose of not just holding armour, but also holding a weapon, is how it would be described in Roman days. A Roman soldier would put on his belt, and it would also be a place for him to hold the weapon which he carried. So imagine a soldier rushing to the bugle call, if it were, running out of his tent, but forgetting to grab his belt. Firstly, he might have problems with his armour and it being loose and falling around. But secondly, he may not have even got his weapon to carry with him, as the belt would be holding his weapon. It speaks in this scripture of it being a belt of truth. Again, seems very strange. Why would you call a belt of truth? Truth is essential in all aspects of our life. Where does truth come from? What is our balance of truth? Where do we find truth? In 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 21, it says, "But test them all. Hold on to what is good." In Acts 17:11, I might not get the name of this right in this particular scripture, but I'll try my best. "Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see what Paul said was true." Scripture is all God breathed. So therefore, Scripture is our truth. And what must we do with it? What must we do with this truth? The clue is in the scripture itself. The belt of truth buckled around your waist. What must we do with this truth? We must take on the whole of scripture, the whole of truth. And buckle it around our waist. Most of my scriptures I do take out the NIV version. But this next one I want to take out the King James version, because it words it a little bit more as to how I want to say it. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13, it says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." The reason why I chose that particular scripture is because of a certain word that used. It says there, gird. The word gird is speaking of a belt. Now, you might have noticed something about a belt. A belt, when you've got it on, I happen to have one because, like I say, I have problems with my trousers. When you've got it on, it goes all the way around. And the word gird is speaking of a belt's unique purpose. A belt that completely encircles, completely surrounds . So this belt, which is spoke on in Ephesians, this part of the armour, is now completely around our individual lives. The Word of God completely around our individual lives. What an amazing thing to carry into battle. What an amazing thing for each of us to carry in our daily lives. Now, scripture and Bibles come in all shapes and sizes. But the amount of words within scripture, I haven't counted them. Dave might know the answer to that one, but I haven't counted them a lot. Every word that is God-breathed, God-inspired, you can carry around you. What an amazing piece of kit that you've just put on, that you can take hold of out of your kit bag and surround you from day to day, that you can call upon from moment to moment. This piece of kit is a life-changing piece of kit. Something that can tear walls down. Something that can make miraculous wonders happen. Something that can heal the lame. Something that can stand in front of evil. Something that can be there where you are. Have you taken your belt this evening? Have you put on the whole truth, the Word of God in your lives? Being a soldier is a life-changing experience. You can ask anyone that served as a soldier about this, and they'll tell you it is a life-changing experience. I've not heard of a soldier that's been a soldier come back and said it hasn't made any difference to my life. It is a life-changing experience. As a Christian, you're called on to be soldiers of the living God. And this life-changing experience is something you're taking on. It's essential that we start, if not already, use the full armour of God. Think about what is in your kit bag. Think about taking up the belt of truth. I'll leave it there. Thank you.